from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
The reason we bring a lot of stories to mind so that these youth coaches, who I adore, want you to always get your due. You don't. You are the fabric. You make it happen because you are underpaid, if paid at all, and you establish the attitudes, bring hope to a lot of young people, male and female. I say this is because I want to be us to reflect on what can go wrong and how we all have to be that community. Jamarcus Russell is probably one of the more talented individuals we've ever known, and yet he held talent hostage. Former number one pick. You know the story, the Raiders, the bus, blah, blah, blah. Now he's a volunteer coach at Williamson High School during the fall of the next year. And a local businessman, Chris Knowles, wrote him a $74,000 check to help the Williamson football team purchase weight room equipment. The school never got it. My question to you, Donald, did Mr. Knowles write the check to Mr. Russell or to the school? And yeah. The school never got the check. Russell reportedly donated it to a credit union and promptly withdrew $55,000 of it. In addition to being fired as a volunteer coach, he's also now not allowed to be on the school campus, according to the statement from Mobile County public officers. You know, it's just amazing that, welcome to overtime.
Hey, Doc, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Just had to get that story out. Because he's back doing the right thing, back in high school. Then you go in and you rip the babies off. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, for sure. Doc, you made me think of something a few minutes ago when the caller was talking about Wood and the Nets, and you referenced Rizzo and the staff that he put together.
Yeah.
And how they have established this up-and-coming talent a lot quicker than a lot of people thought. So I think about that and compare it to the football team. You know, some people wanted Johnson out of Detroit because he was the sexy name. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of people think that you necessarily need an offensive-minded head coach for your team to be successful, which I don't mm-hmm. really buy into, but Peters and what he's done and the selection of the head coach, because maybe Johnson wouldn't have been the right coach at the right time for this organization, but when you look at Quinn, he has the relationships and he has the connections with not only players but other coaches, and because of those coaches that he has compiled on the staff, we have so much experience and even ex-head coaches. So do you feel that this coaching staff can maybe be kind of like what the Nats have as far as an organization and a building process, and maybe the team can be successful quicker than people believe.
Yeah, I do. I agree with you saying. I think Johnson's a hell of an offensive coordinator. He got a little bit of genius dust sprinkled on him. I love the way he attacks a defense. But when you get a young man that has never been a head coach, now I have to assume he can do the things that the other guy's already done before. I've been down too long to take that risk. That's where I was at. They could have both been equal. But I'm going with a guy that's done it before. I'm going to leverage his experience. People, oh, he lost the Super Bowl. Yeah, but he was in it. He was in it. You know, and I want my guy defensively based because I don't need a used car salesman again.
Right.
You know, I need a history teacher.
The one thing that sticks out with me about Quinn is everybody, former players, even the current players here now, in the short time that he's been here, they all say that he's a great person. Like everybody loves being around him. Everybody loves playing for him, you know? And, you know, that's just something that we really haven't heard here since really Coach Gibbs, you know?
Yeah, but they said the same thing about the last guy, too. Don't be shade. Everybody, a lot of people who get in a check say a lot of good things about people. Okay. Don't let that throw you off. Find out what happens when things go sour. That you don't learn people till there's some heat under them. Then you find out. And what happened? Everybody scattered like rats. So we heard all that nice guy stuff. We heard all that. And then they end up selling each other out, gutting their own coordinators, firing people. We've seen Dan Quinn under pressure. He's been fired and rehired. We've seen him rebuild. We know he's not fake. That's the beauty about it. All you want is a dude that's not fake. I'll go with that. Appreciate the phone call. Going to one of the original canines. Bonesy, what up?
Hey, good morning, Doc. Shout out to my main man, Donald, right? Hey, I'm sorry, man. I missed your broadcast yesterday. I had to go.
That's
to work,
all right, man. Y'all are forgiven. Donald, you hear they call, they be apologizing because they missed class. It's all right. Don't be making me out like I'm a tyrant. Y'all be I'm sorry I didn't call. Look, y'all can have a day off.
All right, Doc. I appreciate that, man. You know, yeah, I just want to give a shout out to my man Little, right? Because I've been listening to Little, and he been kicking a lot of names and stuff, you know, that I know that I done played ball with these guys, you know. But some of the old timers, man, that really was down there playing ball, you know, the old timers, you know, you had dudes like Ed Swales and them type of guys like that, man, you know, played at the Urban Coalition and down Burry Farm, you know what I mean? Yeah, my man Michael Watley Hill and all them type of guys, man, and Clifton Person, Skip Person and all them. You know, these guys were all in a high, man. You know, and I had a chance to, you know, mix it up with them guys on the court, too. So what I'm saying, Little, is I might have ran into you on one of them basketball courts, man, you know, and served you up, you know, with a crossover or something like that, man, you know. Hey, man, I just love y'all guys, man. Thanks for taking my call,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate it, Bonesy. Yeah, but we want to know JYD. We need somebody that either got the JYD dropped the jumper on, because according to JYD, he's a legend over at Howard University in the gym and got a sweet jump shot. Ain't that right, JYD?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, we just got the word out. Everybody trying to find a photo or some video. They heard you was that dude, and now we're just trying to get a witness.
Hey, there's a whole lot of witnesses. Some are dead. Some might be still alive. I don't know. All I do know, I can say is that I play ball uptown a lot on Banneker Court, up there at Howard University, all up that way. played against some of the best inter-high basketball players. Carrington went to Bell Vocational High School. Played against some of the best guys out there. So anyway, this is what my call is to say.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Yep.
You made a good point, you know, about you can't spend another man's money. And this is what, you know, right. You know, dealing with the Jordan situation when he was here and a whole lot of people. Now, yesterday, the guy he made, the manager of the baseball team, he de facto made it clear that, yes, we are in a young movement.
Mm-hmm.
There is no room for old. Basie was saying there's no room for old baseball players here. In fact, he said they sent the guy out the door. Well, I guess he's going to be reassigned. His name was Senzel.
Well, he wasn't hit yet. If you're not swinging a bat, they need more power. And especially in the lineup, that's why Wood was moved up from fifth to third.
And Cruz will be soon. Dylan Cruz will be here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So whatever. So you know, it's a young. This is going to be a young team. People might not like it, but that's the way it is. Now, as far as we're going to find out. In two more weeks, whether the Kool-Aid is sour or whether the Kool-Aid is sweet. Because like you were saying, all this stuff about, you know, this is a nice guy, this and a nice guy, that. Hey, let me tell you something. One thing about Andy Reid, under that big fluffy grandpa mustache, don't take him, look at those players there. They play for Andy Reid, but they respect Andy Reid because behind closed door, Andy Reid put his foot in your butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to. If you want to help their careers, I just mentioned, and we appreciate the phone call, JYD. Just mentioned Jamarcus Russell, not to embarrass him, but I do it. So that these youth coaches are listening. High school coaches are listening. Collegiate coaches are listening. Because they did it to this kid by letting him slide through. Hell, I saw him. He was never in top condition because coaches let him slide. You were partially responsible for his failure because you wanted to be his friend instead of coaching him up the right way. So all of you and all of us are part of failure if we don't be adults. And it's more pressure on you young parents than it's ever been because of NIL. Can't none of us speak for you because we don't know what that's like to have somebody dangling that kind of cash at you, getting you out of debt in one day. Nobody knows what that's like. But for God's sakes, don't sell these babies to a fool. They need the best coaching possible for their long-term success. Overtime is what we're doing here. After the break, you can join us at 1-800-636-1067.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
I say that G in the shop is a temperature bearer. So when I hear all this talk about hooping and hoopsters, I go to the Hoop Council. And that is G from the shop. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Always up, man. Tune in for Doc Walker. And you talking basketball around here, man. It wakes me up even more, Doc. You know?
Well, Bronny, I mean, I just could not get over the amount of attention. And I had a lot of our faithful listeners that hit me up. And they did it with, it's almost like they were happy to announce the fact that some said they were very cruel in what they thought his performance is. So I said, I'll go to a hoopster and get your assessment. If you saw it, if you didn't, that's cool.
I seen it, and I heard all the pundits too calling in. You know, a lot of them people that called in criticizing them got regular people jobs, you know. Most of us can't get to that pinnacle that Bronny done got. And a lot of people talking about he don't deserve it. Sounds just like some haters and some jealousy to me, because when your daddy is named LeBron James, oh, yeah, you get stuff that normal people don't get. So don't hate on him for that. But he scored 4 points. That's 4 more points than I scored in the NBA Summer League. And a lot of these people that's delivering mail and working on cars need to shut their damn mouth and stop hating.
Well, yeah, I mean, certain things are going to happen. I mean, I don't but then you go, well, what about this legitimate if the leading scorer on Southern Cal's team wasn't even drafted? And I'm going, but what's new? I mean, it's not like Bronny James is a scrub. That I would take as offensive. I mean, I've seen even his high school shots. I mean, the guy was, they said, was he a legitimate McDonald? Well, was he worthy? Yeah, he was in the realm. It wasn't like he was, like they put me out there having me do it. And I wonder, it's always some jealousy. Always going to be some haterade thrown into this. But I'm going from a guy who's a legitimate hoopster. When you check his game out, do you think this guy has a chance or no chance whatsoever to be an NBA baller?
I think he got a shot just off the fact he's super athletic. He can shoot the basketball. If his jump shot was broke, he wouldn't have a chance in the world. But he can shoot the basketball, super athletic, super high IQ, and he's been surrounded by the game since birth. You know, so, he definitely has a chance. And politics always been a part of it. We definitely done seen that coming up in Boys Club, AAU. It's always been politics involved. I just had to deal with some of that with trying to get Lil G on the roster that he was already supposed to be on. And he's only 14. There's plenty of people G better than, but sometimes he gets overlooked because people got politics in mind and they trying to butter somebody else's bread. But you know, you got to live with that in life. But I heard Junkyard Dog talking. I'm gonna say Junkyard Dog is not lying, because you'd be a damn bama if you come up here lying about what you done did on and off the court. Because people can't, this area is too small. We can find out. So I'm gonna shout out Junkyard Dog. He said he was one of the best shooters on Banneker Playground. I'm gonna hold that until it's proven, you know,
otherwise. But
okay.
It's a lot of
that's
people from around here that deliver the mail, Doc, and work on cars, like I said, that ain't make it. Everybody can't make it to the league. This area is super fertile in basketball talent. And I got a Mount Rushmore of my local shooters from around here, some Junkyard Dog tried to say he was
right.
one of the all-time
Let's
best
Let's
shooters.
Hear it. Let's hear it.
I got Lewis Bullock coming out of Canterbury, Lower Baptist. He went to Michigan. Lou Bullock. I got Billy Beal from over Virginia. He ended up going to Boston University. White boy could shoot the cover off that joint, man, when I was a kid. Silent assassin, Jamal Board, made his bones down. Berry Farms and every man's league around this area, God rest his soul, Jamal Board was the truth. And I'm going to put at the top of the list, remember Lamar Butler from George Mason? The princesses, you know, the Final Four, Larry Nager team. Lamar Butler was on that team. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my little bro. But he's not on the list. His father, Lamar Butler Sr., a.k.a. Red Dog, is that number one shooter from this area, man. Bowie State legend, D.C. and Ohio legend. We got to shout out Lamar Butler Sr., man, because it's so many to name. Rob Williams out to Mantha, Phil Garz. We seen Mo Creek out of Oxon Hill. And you know the name Lethal Shooter, Doc. Lethal Shooter is the shooting coach of every NBA star that really wants to get a better jump shot. And I watched Lethal Shooter Chris Matthews play in high school because my father and my godfather was the coach at National Christian. So we got so many shooters around here. And you said youth coaches. My godfather was at National Christian. He ended up down Rock Creek. Shout out Trevor Brown because this was his last season. So Trevor Brown, salute. He coached Kevin Durant and many, many more in high school. Long lineage of this D.C., Maryland, Virginia basketball, Doc.
Beautiful. Thanks for the shout out. We'll go to break on that. G from the shop. Look, if you can't shout out to somebody to help you develop, then shame on you. We ought to always be able to do a shout out to a coach who was grossly underpaid to help you develop, to get to the next level. Always feel free when you call in here to give a shout out to someone help you climb that ladder. We'll be right back. Oh, I got to say that the sports radio gods are shining on me. A dear friend, a good man, owner of the DC Divas, Rich Daniel, who again is a professional sports guru, he tapped me with some things. He says, in case you need Laker fillers for overtime, terrible decisions that Rob Pelinka has made since LeBron James chose to sign with the Lakers. And the list is so long that we don't have enough time. The show would have ended. We'd be into baseball. And Donald, this is unbelievable. So much so that I'll have to send it to you to let you see, because I can't explain it. Somebody would think, oh, dude, you got to be kidding me. We don't have enough time in the show to go through it. And I'm thinking to myself, you got to be kidding me. And as you go through it, I mean, Rich is a fact check guy. I put him in Sheehan's category and Hoffman in terms of there's not going to be a stone unturned with that. And I was thinking about Hoffman today because I was going to ask him, but you have a hard time, these guys that work full time, you know, with the weeks, because who better than giving us really a a breakdown on that beautiful game as a, from a clinical standpoint of what has gone on with Team USA. And Lou has been right in telling us that until the men win, we're not going to understand it. But I also wanted to get deeper into the crowd effect. This is something now that I know we're talking about tournament play, but I mean the emotional response that I see from the stands and the audience is unlike anything I have ever seen. And so I just thought it would be great to have it like almost like a clinical breakdown from Professor Hoffman. But then I thought, you know, I just didn't have the heart to break into his, you know, newlywed into his day off on Sunday. But I'm probably going to gain the courage to ask him maybe next week or so. Don't you feel like that would be an awesome segment?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That would be awesome. Lots of info would be thrown out for sure. I would love that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think it'd be a winner because he's really into it big time, like he is in anything he does. He goes all in. And what's that kid the producers for? What's his name?
You talking about Anthony?
Haney. Yeah, Haney, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And, that'd be good. But I'm going to send you this. And, Rich, thank you so much, man. It's just overwhelming the amount of things that, if I can do it. And, of course, I blew it and erased the whole thing. But, Rob, I mean, oh God. Failure to sign Terry Scott's to coaching your staff 3 times. Taking too long to build a staff around J.J. Redick. They say you signed Anthony Davis to an unlimited championship. Oh, my God. LeBron. And you know what? If LeBron wasn't such a good, maybe he's a good dude, man. Maybe a little whiny. But if he wasn't built like Mighty Joe Young, people wouldn't be on him with these fouls. But the dude, when you're built like that and you get a touch foul and you act like you're on a pitch and you fall out like a soccer player, I get why people say that. He's saying that the failure of, you know, Danny Hurley not getting a college coach, yeah, that didn't look great. Missing on Tyronn Lue because he refused to give him a 4th year in a contract. That kind of made me scratch my head. Why? What was the problem? Failure to trade for Kyrie Irving. Now, that one, I don't know. Kyrie would be. Failure to land Kawhi Leonard in free agency, who then signed for the Clippers. Kyrie and AD on the same staff. Who's going to play in the games? Who's going to play in the games? I don't know. Interesting. Couldn't land Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is a Laker. That would have been interesting. This is good. But 301. Well, 1-800-636-1067. Money in the cookie jar for that error. On that, that's a forced turnover. Unforced turnover, rather. When you give out the other station's number on where you're at. But, hey, happens sometimes. I could blame it on aging, but I'd be lying. 1-800-636-1067. Thanks, Rich. We're going to get through that one. Let Malik. Monk walking free agency, letting Rajon Rondo. I did love it when Rondo was there. I did love that. Dwight Howard, yeah, I thought Dwight was good. Trey Championship Center, JaVale McGee to make room for the corpse of Mark Gasol. This is endless. But that's, again, that's purple and gold, man. They generate action. Always have, always will. They generate action. And let's see who we have now. You know, guess who texted me today? Donald.
Who's that?
Who's the guy who we don't want to call? Who's on our banned list? We only have one guy we banned.
Oh, Big Tony?
Hey, Big Tony, yeah. Said Dennis Scott, number one, one of the best shooters. And Dennis Scott could get it up out of Northern VA. He could do it. You got a little round ball in your background?
Yeah, I got a little. I played as a child and like in high school and stuff a little bit. But yeah, you know.
Let me ask you something. When you said that, when I hear people say it, when you say child, how old are you?
How old am I now? I'm 30.
No. When you say child, when I was a child, okay. So child, how old were you? What makes you think? What age are you as a child when you saying you played? So you did something.
So
you were a child.
For me, I started when
I see a child. A child to me has diaper on.
a little older than that.
A baby to me is in a crib. A child is walking around with diapers and, you know, plastic around him. And that's the difference between a baby, a child, and then a young person, a young fella. So I'm just wondering. I'm just trying to get on the same page.
No, I hear you. You're right. Good clarification. I was probably around 4 or 5 when I first started. I played for a while. Then I dropped it for a little bit, tried some other sports, and then I came back to it in high school.
Okay. What do you think Zion, what level do you consider him at in terms of this development as a human?
I mean, he's doing a great job. He's holding it down, you know? He's holding it down.
Okay. All right. Oh, I agree. I think he is too. I'm proud of him.
Yeah, I would say we started here at 106.7 and Team 980 close to the same time. So I give him a lot of credit for, you know.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He started, I don't know exactly when, but he started a little bit before me because he actually helped train me as a producer originally.
Now that's the hardest thing I have getting my head around.
Because, yeah, originally he was producing.
Yeah, see, I can't envision that. I've never seen him do it. I can't imagine him doing it. That's something I can't get my head around, that he would be able to do that. I'm sure he did, because y'all say he did.
Yeah, he did.
I just can't see it.
It's not a myth. I saw it with my own eyes. He did.
Okay, no, I believe you. I cannot see it. That would be hilarious to me. That would be very, very good. Do you have a gut feeling about the Curly W's today?
I mean, I'm just hoping they keep the momentum. We touched on it a little bit yesterday. It seems like if they have to play extra innings or they let the lead slip away, they don't seem to bounce back very, very well. Obviously, yesterday was a different story. You know, they got the lead and maintained it, which they do well. But there are times where they let it slip, and then if it goes into extra baseball and things like that, they tend to let it go. So I'm hoping they started off strong today.
Yeah, we've been, you know, just talking about this, just the Rizzo talk, I think, was good. Baseball as a whole, generally, where does it rank with you in terms of what are your big three? If you could only watch, let's say, for example, we could program your television, everything around you, and you can only get 3 sports on. You will not be able to see anything but 3 sports. What 3 would those be?
Oh, that's tough. But offhand, it would probably have to be football, basketball, and baseball. That's tough because I actually do really love the Caps and I love hockey, but I feel like the Nationals at the moment have more of my attention. So I'd probably choose baseball right now.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I think it is interesting to think that what 3, and I'm sure it would vary, especially with our audience, it would vary. 25 years ago, it is, obviously would have been different. And me growing up, I grew up, baseball was number 1. And that may sound strange to you today. I mean, can you envision that? Will you say for you, you put it 3?
Yeah, me personally is probably 3.
You personally is 3.
Mm-hmm.
And me growing up 100 years ago, it was 1. And I say that so young people can understand, you know, how times do change. Now, we can go to people, you know, older than I am, and there are some humans that does exist, and it might have very well, I think it would have still been baseball or boxing. Or as much as we get into the Triple Crown, I don't think you really understand how big horse racing was.
Right, yeah.
You know, that's another deal that, but for you, football, baseball.
Yeah, no, football, basketball, and baseball, yep.
Now, basketball, and this is why I think yesterday we hit a gusher. That's so sweet. It was a gusher. I mean, it's still hitting it up on X. Well, you can hit me at Rick Doc Walker. I'm sorry I don't give it out a million times a show, but I figure if you, that's why you have Google. But if you, the beauty of this is that Donald now, relatively young person, football, basketball.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Oh, I gotta say that the sports radio gods are shining on me. A dear friend, a good man, owner of the DC Divas, Rich Daniel, who again is a professional sports guru. He tapped me with some things. He says, in case you need Laker fillers for overtime, terrible decisions that Rob Pelinka has made since LeBron James chose to sign with the Lakers. And the list is so long that we don't have enough time. The show would have ended. We'd be into baseball. And Donald, this is unbelievable. So much so that I'll have to send it to you to let you see, because I can't explain it. somebody would think, oh, dude, you got to be kidding me. We don't have enough time in the show to go through it. And I'm thinking to myself, you got to be kidding me. And as you go through it, I mean, Rich is a fact check guy. I put him in Sheehan's category and Hoffman in terms of there's not going to be a stone unturned with that. And I was thinking about Hoffman today because I was going to ask him, but you have a hard time, these guys that work full time, you know, with the weeks, because who better than giving us really a breakdown on that beautiful game from a clinical standpoint of what has gone on with Team USA. And Lou has been right in telling us that until the men win, we're not going to understand it. But I also wanted to get deeper into the crowd effect. This is something now that I know we're talking about tournament play, but I mean the emotional response that I see from the stands and the audience is unlike anything I have ever seen. And so I just thought it would be great to have it like almost like a clinical breakdown from Professor Hoffman. But then I thought, you know, I just didn't have the heart to break into his, you know, newlywed into his day off and Sunday. But I'm probably going to gain the courage to ask him maybe next week or so. Don't you feel like that would be an awesome segment?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That would be awesome. Lots of info would be thrown out for sure. I would love that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think he'd be a winner because he's really into it big time, like he is in anything he does. He goes all in. And what's that kid that produces for him? What's his name?
You talking about Anthony?
Haney. Yeah, Ray Haney, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And, yeah, that'd be good. But I'm going to send you this. And, Rich, thank you so much, man. It's just overwhelming the amount of things that, if I can do it, and, of course, I blew it and erased the whole thing. But, Rob, I mean, oh, God, failure to sign Terry Scott's to coaching your staff three times, taking too long to build a staff around J.J. Redick. They say you signed Anthony Davis to an unlimited championship. Oh, my God. LeBron. And you know what? If LeBron wasn't such a good, maybe he's a good dude, man. Maybe a little whiny. But if he wasn't built like Mighty Joe Young, people wouldn't be on him with these fouls. But the dude, when you're built like that and you get a touch foul and you act like you're on a pitch and you fall out like a soccer player, I get why people say that. He's saying that the failure of, you know, Danny Hurley not getting a college coach, yeah, that didn't look great. Missing on Tyronn Lue because he refused to give him a fourth year in a contract, that kind of made me scratch my head. Why? What was the problem? Failure to trade for Kyrie Irving. Now, that one, I don't know. Kyrie would be... Failure to land Kawhi Leonard in free agency, who then signed for the Clippers. Kyrie and AD on the same staff. Who's going to play in the games? Who's going to play in the games? I don't know. Interesting. Couldn't land Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is a Laker. That would have been interesting. This is good. But 1-800-636-1067. Money in the cookie jar for that error. That's a forced turnover. Unforced turnover, rather. When you give out the other station's number on where you're at. But, hey, happens sometimes. I could blame it on aging, but I'd be lying. 1-800-636-1067. Thanks, Rich. We're going to get through that one. Let Malik Monk walk in free agency. Letting Rajon Rondo. I did love it when Rondo was there. I did love that. Dwight Howard, yeah, I thought Dwight was good. Trey Championship Center, JaVale McGee to make room for the corpse of Mark Gasol. This is endless. But that's, again, that's purple and gold, man. They generate action. Always have, always will. They generate action. And let's see who we have now. You know, guess who texted me today? Donald.
Who's that?
Who's the guy who we don't want to call? Who's on our banned list? We only have one guy we banned.
Oh, Big Tony?
Hey, Big Tony, yeah. Said Dennis Scott, number one, one of the best shooters. Dennis Scott could get it up out of Northern VA. He could do it. You got a little round ball in your background?
Yeah, I got a little. I played as a child and like in high school and stuff a little bit. But yeah, you know.
Let me ask you, when you said that, when I hear people say it, when you say child, how old are you?
How old am I now? I'm 30.
No. When you say child, when I was a child, okay. So child, how old were you? What makes you think? What age are you as a child when you saying you played? So you did something.
So
you were a child.
For me,
that's what
I started when
I see a child. A child to me has diaper on.
A little older than that.
A baby to me is in a crib. A child is walking around with diapers and, you know, plastic around him. And that's the difference between a baby, a child, and then a young person, a young fella. So I'm just wondering. I'm just trying to get on the same page.
No, I hear you. You're right. Good clarification. I was probably around 4 or 5 when I first started. I played for a while. Then I dropped it for a little bit, tried some other sports, and then I came back to it in high school.
Okay. What do you think, Zion? What level do you consider him at in terms of this development as a human?
I mean, he's doing a great job. He's holding it down, you know? He's holding it down.
Okay. All right. Oh, I agree. I think he is too. I'm proud of him.
Yeah, I would say we started here at 106.7 and Team 980 close to the same time. So I give him a lot of credit for, you know.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He started, I don't know exactly when, but he started a little bit before me because he actually helped train me as a producer originally.
Now, that's the hardest thing I have getting my head around.
Because, yeah, originally he was producing.
Yeah, see, I can't envision that. I've never seen him do it. I can't imagine him doing it. That's something I can't get my head around, that he would be able to do that. I'm sure he did, because y'all say he did.
Yeah, he did.
I just can't see it.
It's not a myth. I saw it with my own eyes. He did.
Okay, no, I believe you. I cannot see it. That would be hilarious to me. That would be very, very good. Do you have a gut feeling about the Curly W's today?
I mean, I'm just hoping they keep the momentum. We touched on it a little bit yesterday. It seems like if they have to play extra innings or they let the lead slip away, they don't seem to bounce back very, very well. Obviously, yesterday was a different story. You know, they got the lead and maintained it, which they do well. But there are times where they let it slip, and then if it goes into extra baseball and things like that, they tend to let it go. So I'm hoping they started off strong today.
Yeah, we've been, you know, just talking about this, just the Rizzo talk, I think, was good. Baseball as a whole, generally, where does it rank with you in terms of what are your big three? If you could only watch, let's say, for example, we could program your television, everything around you, and you can only get three sports on. You will not be able to see anything but three sports. What three would those be?
Oh, that's tough. But offhand, it would probably have to be football, basketball, and baseball. That's tough because I actually do really love the Caps and I love hockey, but I feel like the Nationals at the moment have more of my attention. So I'd probably choose baseball right now.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I think it is interesting to think that what three, and I'm sure it would vary, especially with our audience, it would vary. 25 years ago, it is, obviously would have been different. And me growing up, see, I grew up, baseball was number one. And that may sound strange to you today. I mean, can you envision that? Will you say, for you, you put it three?
Yeah, me personally, it's probably
you
three.
You personally, it's three.
Mm-hmm.
And me growing up 100 years ago, it was one. And I say that so young people can understand, you know, how times do change. Now, we can go to people, you know, older than I am, and there are some humans that does exist, and it might have very well, I think it would have still been baseball or boxing. Or as much as we get into the Triple Crown, I don't think you really understand how big horse racing was.
Right, yeah.
You know, that's another deal that, but for you, football, baseball,
yeah, no, football, basketball, and baseball, yep.
Now, basketball, and this is why I think, Yesterday we hit a gusher. That's social media. It was a gusher. I mean, it's still hitting it up on X. Well, you can hit me at Rick Doc Walker. I'm sorry I don't give it out a million times a show, but I figure if you, that's why you have Google. But if you, the beauty of this is that Donald now, relatively young person, football, basketball, baseball, just ranking your interests. I don't know if that's going to be the consensus. I really don't. I think that that is going to be challenged greatly. I might even lift the ban of Big Tony's ban on that and allow him even to take part in that. Why don't we do that? We'll take a break on that. Donald has football, basketball, baseball, top three in ranking right now. Interesting. We'll be right back. Oh, Donald, we dropped the gauntlet on it here on Overtime. Fantastic day. You got any outdoor plans today, Donald?
Not so much today. I was out yesterday after the show.
That's right. You had a big day.
Yeah,
I didn't work out. I apologize for not even asking.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, it's all good.
Bad host.
Yeah. No, it went well. Nice turnout. Threw some stuff on the grill. Had some, you know, a couple drinks and things like that. So it was a good time. So I'm going to just lay low and kind of take it easy today. Watch the curly W's probably. But, yeah, I'm going to just keep it light today.
Yeah, well, they're a good watch and even a better listen on the radio for me. I just – probably the best sport for radio to me is baseball. I mean, I honestly – I think it is the best sport on radio. Hearing our guys, they do a great job. I think you identify, although it was hard to beat Sonny, Sam, and Frank and what they established in the football thing for a broadcast team, seldom do you have teams that identify so closely with a product. But it'll be interesting. I mean, I just really do enjoy hearing baseball. And, of course, I'm biased as hell when we win. And if it works for us, then I'm all in. But it murders me when I don't get the desired results. How about you, Brandon? What say you?
What's happening, guys?
It's all good, man. Just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, this is an interesting topic. I just had this discussion with my 13-year-old. The sports in the early 80s growing up in Silver Spring, Maryland, I liked watching the Bullets. Just because most of the players lived where I lived in Silver Spring, Maryland. Got to see them at 7-Eleven walking around, hanging out. For a while, my cousins lived near, we liked football, for obvious reason. We lived near Dexter and Manly.
Mr. D!
And I don't know if it was his wife or girlfriend. Who knows who he was hanging out with back in the day. But he was such a nice guy, man. He was awesome.
He is. He still is.
He still is, totally. But we watched tennis, hockey. You know, these days, it's WNBA in our family, baseball. And they don't get into football too much. I mean, I have two girls, so it's a little different. But it's all good, though, you know. They enjoy going to the stadium. That's fun to watch a baseball game. I like that. So.
No, but that's great. And I think the W is going to end up getting more votes on this than you imagine. And I think it shows the time. I mean, if we do this, I mean, Eddie D just tapped in with his. And he says it would be football, basketball, and soccer. Once again, the shocker for me is that basketball is second. Eddie D, man, he's driving, you know, like a lot of people in their cars right now. Please keep your eyes on the road. But it's just amazing to me. And Donald, I'm telling you what, man, you might have gone back to back, man, pulling jackrabbits out of your hat. But this is it's very interesting. And again, it goes by time. I know a lot of millennials. I know that little 26-year-old. It's different than for me. Literally for me, it is not even close that baseball number one. Not even close. Boxing. I'm going to say second. Without a, and you know what? Horse racing might have been third. Now, being that young and being broke, you ain't betting on nothing, right? You ain't betting on a damn thing. But I'm just saying it is interesting when you think about the time. And you came up with this about basketball. And Eddie D coming out with basketball, with football, basketball, and soccer. I'm curious as to how many people that David Haynes comes up with burgundy and gold, which is translates to football, baseball, and basketball. Dude, I'm blown away that basketball. Now, when you say basketball, be specific, because we can no longer say basketball and assume that it's NBA, because the W ain't no joke. T-Ray 21, football, baseball, and hockey in that order. Shout out to the puck. I know the rooster, cock-a-doodle-doo, he's somewhere beat with his chest stuck out. That's awesome, though. Interesting. It all matters, man. It all matters because it's interactive. Nick Percival, my man. What up?
Hey, Doc. Hey, I kind of didn't understand that question because I listed hockey, baseball, and soccer, but I didn't know horse racing was in there, but I'd have to
No,
put
no, no.
My
it's not. It's not. It's your deal. It's not what's in or out. It's your deal. What to you are the top three? It's for
okay,
you.
Gonna,
it's your
I'm
personal preference.
Make a comment about how you feel about it, too, because I grew up maybe a couple years before you.
Okay.
And I remember baseball was the national pastime.
Oh, number
you know, we
one,
had,
without a
we
doubt.
We had parks. You know, you go there with your fried chicken and you brought your own peanuts and maybe your own beverages in the old days. And then they, you know, commercialized it. And, you know, but I could go as somebody didn't have hardly any money to go to Ford Field and watch the Pirates play for a dollar. I sit in the left field bleachers.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to, you know, go with my friends when I got older, $1.75 upper deck watching probably the greatest outfield in the history of the game, Roberto Clemente in right field, Matty Lou in center, and Willie Stargell in left. And you didn't have to have a lot of money and to watch a game back then. So baseball was everybody's favorite, I think, back then when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah,
you know,
me
and then,
too.
Oh,
that's me.
Hockey came in the 70s. But baseball was number one, you know, back then. And basketball was number two on my list back then because of all the great – it was basketball then. It wasn't what they play now. You know, they streetenized the game and – you can carry the ball, and it's all everything's different. It's all 3-point shooting now. So I'm not even interested in NBA right now. I can't watch it, you know. But back then, we had the great Lakers and all the great Boston teams and New York teams, and I mean it was great back then in the 60s, you know. But it all faded away into this new street game that, you know, I just don't get it.
Well, you know what? It's about progress. Thanks for sharing with us. It's our job to educate the young people. Because that brash 26-year-old that I'm referencing, he thinks the world, it generates around what he knows. And so we have to do this so they get it. And I am still shocked at what the young fella I'm working with today has stated his top three. Let's go to break on that. I feel you on X. You guys are lighting it up. It's quite impressive. Quite impressive. We'll be back with more here on Overtime. Oh, Donald, we dropped the gauntlet on it here on Overtime. Fantastic day. You got any outdoor plans today, Donald?
Not so much today. I was out yesterday after the show.
That's right. You had a big day. Yeah, I didn't work out. I apologize for not even asking.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, it's all good.
Bad host.
Yeah, yeah. No, it went well. Nice turnout. Threw some stuff on the grill. Had some, you know, a couple drinks and things like that. So it was a good time. So I'm going to just lay low and kind of take it easy today. Watch the Curly W's probably. But, yeah, I'm going to just keep it light today.
Yeah, well, they're a good watch and even a better listen on the radio for me. I just probably the best sport for radio to me is baseball. I mean, I honestly, I think it is the best sport on radio. Hearing our guys, and they do a great job. I think you identify, although it was hard to beat Sonny, Sam, and Frank and what they established in the football thing for a broadcast team. Seldom do you have teams that identify so closely with a product, but it'll be interesting. I mean, I just really do enjoy hearing baseball, and of course, I'm biased as hell. When we win, and if it works for us, then I'm all in. But it murders me when I don't get the desired results. How about you, Brandon? What say you?
What's happening, guys?
It's all good, man. Just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, this is an interesting topic. I just had this discussion with my 13-year-old. The sports in the early 80s, growing up in Silver Spring, Maryland, I liked watching the Bullets. Just because most of the players lived where I lived in Silver Spring, Maryland. Got to see them at 7-Eleven walking around, hanging out. For a while, my cousins lived near, we liked football, for obvious reason. We lived near Dexter and Manly.
Mr. D!
And I don't know if it was his wife or girlfriend, who knows who he was hanging out with back in the day, but he was such a nice guy, man. He was awesome.
He is. He still is.
He still is, totally. But we watch tennis, hockey. You know, these days, it's WNBA in our family, baseball, and they don't get into football too much. I mean, I have two girls, so it's a little different, but it's all good, though. You know, they enjoy going to the stadium, and that's fun to watch a baseball game. I like that. So.
No, but that's great. I think the W is going to end up getting more votes on this than you imagine. And I think it shows the time. I mean, if we do this, I mean, Eddie D just tapped in with his, and he says it would be football, basketball, and soccer. Once again, the shocker for me is that basketball is second. Eddie D, man, he's driving, you know, like a lot of people in their cars right now. Please keep your eyes on the road. But it's just amazing to me. And Donald, I'm telling you what, man, you might have gone back to back, man, pulling jackrabbits out of your hat. But this is it's very interesting. And again, it goes by time. I know a lot of millennials. I know that little 26-year-old. It's different than for me. Literally, for me, it is not even close that baseball, number one, not even close. Boxing, I'm going to say second. Without and you know what? Horse racing might have been third. Now, being that young and being broke, you ain't betting on nothing, right? You ain't betting on a damn thing. But I'm just saying it is interesting when you think about the time. And you came up with this about basketball and Eddie D coming out with basketball, with football, basketball, and soccer. I'm curious as to how many people that David Haynes comes up with burgundy and gold, which is translates to football, baseball, and basketball. Dude, I'm blown away that basketball. Now, when you say basketball, be specific, because we can no longer say basketball and assume that it's NBA, because the W ain't no joke. T-Ray 21, football, baseball, and hockey in that order. Shout out to the puck. I know the rooster cock-a-doodle-doo. He's somewhere beat with his chest stuck out. That's awesome, though. Interesting. It all matters, man. It all matters because it's interactive. Nick Percival, my man. What up?
Hey, Doc. Hey, I kind of didn't understand that question. Because I listed hockey, baseball, and soccer, but I didn't know horse racing was in there, but I'd have to
No,
put
no, no,
my
it's not. It's not. It's your deal. It's not what's in or out. It's your deal. What to you are the top three? It's for you.
I'm gonna
personal preference.
Make a comment about how you feel about it, too, because I grew up maybe a couple years before you.
Okay.
And I remember baseball was the national pastime.
Oh, number
you know, we
one,
had,
without a
we
doubt.
We had parks. You know, you go there with your fried chicken and you brought your own peanuts and maybe your own beverages in the old days. And then they, you know, commercialized it. And, you know, but I could go as somebody didn't have hardly any money to go to Ford Field and watch the Pirates play for a dollar. I sit in the left field bleachers.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to, you know, go with my friends when I got older, $1.75 upper deck watching probably the greatest outfield in the history of the game, Roberto Clemente in right field, Matty Lou in center, and Willie Stargell in left. And you didn't have to have a lot of money and to watch a game back then. So baseball was everybody's favorite, I think, back then when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah,
you know, and
too.
Then
that's me.
Hockey came in the 70s. But baseball was number one, you know, back then. And basketball was number two on my list back then because of all the great – it was basketball then. It wasn't what they play now. You know, they streetenized the game, and you can carry the ball, and it's all – everything's different. It's all three-point shooting now. So I'm not even interested in NBA right now. I can't watch it, you know. But back then, we had the great – Lakers and all the great Boston teams and New York teams. And I mean, it was great back then in the 60s, you know, but it all faded away into this new street game that, you know, I just don't get it.
Well, you know what? It's about progress. Thanks for sharing with us. It's our job to educate the young people because that brash 26-year-old that I'm referencing, he thinks the world it generates around what he knows. And so we have to do this so they get it. And I am still shocked at what the young fella I'm working with today has stated in his top three. Let's go to break on that. I feel you on X. You guys are lighting it up. It's quite impressive. Quite impressive. We'll be back with more here on Overtime.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.